Drink it in, man. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! 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 Drink it in, man. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Drink it in, drink it in, drink it in now.
Detroit Kool-Aid. What's going on, everybody? It is Christmas. You're listening, well, kind of. I mean, you're probably hearing this either on Christmas, after Christmas. Hopefully you're not listening to this like Christmas morning. It can't be that good. But we're recording a little bit early. Christmas season. I mean, gosh, when is that? You got to get some music going. I mean, I got Logan Lamarandier from Sports Illustrated All Lions here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast Christmas episode. I just want to tell everybody Merry Christmas out there, as well as Detroit Kool-Aid goes great with Christmas cookies, Christmas turkey, or especially that Christmas cornbread. Logan, how you doing here on a Christmas Friday?
Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve. I'm doing great.
Oh, man. Oh, I guess, if you're listening on Friday, it's Christmas Eve, huh? I'm getting my days all mixed up here on the old the week. I thought for sure we had a three-day work week, then it's going into four, we got Friday off, Saturday is Christmas. Yeah, it's crazy. So, anyway, it's a lot going on here. Let me reiterate. Detroit Kool-Aid, let me play the drop for everybody.
Drink it in,
it goes great with Christmas cookies or Christmas cornbread. Isn't that right? Gator from 97.1.
Okay, Kool-Aid drinker and, you know, cornbread muffin and all that.
Kool-Aid goes great with a cornbread muffin as well. So I appreciate that.
Kool-Aid drinker and, you know, cornbread muffin and all that.
Oh, my goodness. Had fun with that last week. That's a classic drop here on the show. So, man, it's Christmas. We are off to a little bit of an odd start here on the show, but Logan, you're here, man. Wednesday, we got to talk about that great win, Lions over Cardinals. We also broke down the end-all debate of should you win, should you hold the draft pick. You know, that's been going around on Twitter and everything. So what's going on, man? It's Friday here. We ready to talk some ball, or what you got going?
Oh, yeah. Just getting ready for all the Christmas activities, and, you know, it's a special time of year, and it's nice to, you know, just kind of relax a little bit. But yeah, keeping it low key this year, not doing anything too crazy, and just going to try to enjoy some football this weekend. How about you?
Are you a last second guy? You scrambling around, or you get it done early, get it handled?
Well, I am a last second guy, but my wife already got her the gift, and she's kind of in charge of getting all the gifts, so that's kind of been taken off my plate, which I don't mind. She's way ahead of the game when it comes to all that stuff, so as long as I get her a gift, pretty much everyone else is taken care of.
Let me ask you this. We usually just jump right into ball, but can you wrap a gift? Are you a good gift wrapping guy?
I take pride in my gift wrapping skills.
Do you?
I've honed it in, and really, you know, tight corners, you know, everything is crisp and clean. So I think I'm all right at it.
I hate wrapping gifts, bro. I feel like it always doesn't turn out well, but my whole thing is all you're trying to do is cover the present. So whether your corners are tight, the tape is good, the colored paper is nice, you got a bow, it doesn't matter. If the gift's hidden, you've accomplished the goal. So, man, I hate wrapping gifts. If I can put anything in a bag, it's in a Christmas or birthday bag all day, every day. That's me.
No, that's very much me, too. I use bags a lot.
Oh man, but like you say, it is a great time of year. I hope everybody's having great times with their family, being safe. It's getting a little crazy out there in the world again, but you know, I hope everybody has a good time. It was great to present for Lions fans to get that win against the Cardinals. Not just a win, absolute beatdown. I mean, that was great to see. I'm heading to Atlanta. So on the show today, Logan, I mean, we've got some fun Christmas segments that people will like at the end of the show. I think we got to tee up this Falcons game. Lions actually heading to Atlanta. On what would they be leaving then? You get my days right. They'd be leaving on Christmas Eve. The game is on Christmas. No, they play the day after Christmas.
Was that Boxing Day?
Sunday they'll be playing, but there will be some teams on Christmas. We just have basically a whole week of football this week with all these crazy reschedules and everything going on. But yeah, we'll see what they get done. So we'll get a score prediction, have a little fun on the show. And speaking of fun, Logan, I think we'll just put you to the test here right off the get-go. So, I mean, we all know that Santa had 8 reindeer, right? Or was it 9? 8 or 9. I mean, it's somewhere in that range, depending on which way you go. I want to know from you... Let's see if you can name these reindeer. I mean, let's put you to the test here. There's a song out there. I mean, maybe you'll be able to get these. Let's see if you got any skills here naming some reindeer. Because after that, I want to know your 9 reindeer, your Lions reindeer, that you keep on this football team.
You want me to name? So I think, is Rudolph part of the 8 or is that the 9? I can never remember.
I'm throwing him in the mix. He makes it 9, but there are 8 regulars and then Rudolph, or the other way around. Rudolph and then all these scrub reindeer that are the other 8, however you want to look at it.
So I know there's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, okay. Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. That's still not.
Yeah, you got one other 8. One you missed.
Huh?
You got them all except one. You missed one in there. You did 3. You skip. You got the last 4. There's one in the middle I got that you didn't have there.
I have no idea. I'll know it right when you say it.
The red-nosed reindeer. You got Rudolph. You got Dasher. You got Dancer. You got Prancer. Prancer, a pretty odd name if you ask me. Comet. You got Cupid. Sounds more like a Valentine's Day reindeer if you ask me. You got Donner and Blitzen. But on my list here, I've got Vixen in the middle. Again, do what you will with that, people.
Yeah.
That there was a reindeer named Vixen. I mean, we won't even go there. This is a family show. But Rudolph,
the
again,
most forgettable reindeer of all.
Rudolph, kind of the star of the show. I mean, again, I don't know if his red nose had something to do with that state that we shall not speak of.
Hey, listen, Ohio State sucks.
Because Logan, I don't know if you know this, but I've mentioned it a few times on the show.
Ohio State is vanquished.
So like if Rudolph was like part of, you know, that school in Ohio, I mean, just letting him know.
Ohio State is vanquished.
So we won't hold the red nose against him, but let's get to the Lions portion. You did well with the names, by the way. Like I thought you'd get it like 3, maybe 4. Who are your 9 Lions, your 9 Lions reindeer that you would like center your team? This is Logan Lamb Reindeer building his team with what you got. So we can get rid of everybody, but you're keeping 9 and then we're starting from scratch there. Who are you keeping?
All right. Yeah. So are you talking about next year? If I can only keep 9 players, these would be the 9 players I keep.
Yeah, they got to be on the Lions roster now. Like you're heading into next year and you're like, I can only keep these 9. Everyone else has to go. We'll build from there.
All right. So I'm keeping a majority of the offensive line. Frank Ragnow, Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker. I'm probably keeping Jonah Jackson too, just with his contract and solid player, rookie contract. I like that. TJ Hockenson. And I'm already up to 5.
As I say, you only get 9 total. So, yeah.
It's going to be a lot harder than I thought.
Jonah is a questionable pick.
I want to keep these rookies.
Yeah.
So, Imani Aruare. So, we're up to 6. Keeping him. Tracy Walker. He's a free agent next year, but I can still keep him, right?
Yep.
All right. Derek Barnes. And I got one more, huh? Romeo Okwara. I mean, I hate leaving out Onwuzurike and McNeil. But hey, Okwara, he better come back, you know, from that Achilles injury. So we'll see.
You already paid him or in actual life he's paid, but I think you made some good selections there. You did sort of mispronounce AO's name here on the show, which is AO.
Oh baby.
We gotta get that right, make another correction. But you know, you surprised me with the Jonah Jackson selection, a little surprised by T-Walk, you know. But overall, we had similar. You did leave off a few big names. I don't know, like DeAndre Swift. Did you say him?
I didn't say him.
Because you hate him for no reason. You also left off another guy you can't stand, and that's Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's only our best receiver, best, you know, offensive weapon at this point. Yeah, you left him off the list. But other than that, I'm pretty much with you. I mean, I had the three big linemen, Hawk, Swizzle. You know, I had Okwara, Barnes, and then I was with you. Like, I didn't want to get rid of the big guys up front, but they hadn't shown me enough. And I don't know. Like, I tilted towards letting AO go. You know, I love what he's doing. Don't get me wrong. Everybody knows that's been my guy. Oh, baby. But, you know, I just felt like if I'm building up my team, I'd probably have to let him go. On this team, I felt like I had to keep one receiver. So between Jay Smoove and Saint, and I was like, I really like Saint's mentality. So I ended up keeping him. And then my Rudolph, you know, my ninth, my guy that's like, he's either the star or the guy on the outside looking in. You're not quite sure. Was Mr. Okuda? That was my ninth guy.
I totally forgot about him too.
You can't forget about Jeff Okuda. He was picked third overall by the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't shown a punt. I'm still, you know, waiting to see what he can do. I was very high, and when got the Lions drafted him. But Aruare, I mean, the plays he makes are impressive. Now, he's not like a shutdown corner or anything like that, but he can get turnovers, and turnovers are important too. So, yeah, it'd be tough with Okuda. But, again, I don't know if I'd keep him over Aruare right now or AO. And then the whole skill position, you know, thing on offense, I feel like receivers, you can find receivers fairly easily compared to other positions. And same with running back. I feel like running back, you can typically find guys who contribute, especially if they have a good offensive line like I have.
Yeah, but I mean, again, we won't do our Swift argument, which has happened multiple times here on the show, but he's a hell of a ball player. And like for me, the reason I kept Saint was I was looking around going, gosh, like, you know, the defense is a lot of those marginal guys, you know, that you don't really want to call a building block. You know, they're kind of like still, they might be good. They might be out of the league in a couple of years. You don't know. So I was struggling to find any defenders. But like, say, Derek Barnes, I feel like he's a specimen. I'm a little disappointed that he hasn't been more counted on to be the green dot or be, you know, the guy that's out there more until we have all these injuries. But I'm hoping in years like 2-3, he really comes on with that physicality. And I don't know that he'll ever be like the leader captain of the D, like I thought, making all the calls, being everywhere. But I do think he'll be real, you know, punishing linebacker with speed is what I'm hoping for. So that's why he made my list too, just based on his youth and everything. But
the flashes, it's the flashes you see with him. And, you know, he's got a ways to go in coverage, but just when he's on the field, he always seems to make plays. He's blowing up plays. I think, yeah, it's a little perplexing as to why he hasn't seen the field more. Maybe it is due to his pass coverage or pass defense that they're limiting him a little bit more, but I wish they would play him a little bit more, because it just seems like every time he's out there, he's doing something. And he just kind of, I did select him, I guess, just due to the potential factor.
Yeah, and like I say, you can't forget about Mr. Okuda, but you can forget about where he went to school.
Hey, listen, Ohio State sucks.
Ohio State is vanquished.
All right, so Logan, we're on the Christmas episode. Why don't we take a commercial break? We'll come back. We'll get you some plugs, tell everybody what you're up to these days, what type of radio stations, all this different stuff you're up to, your articles you're writing. And then we got to hand out some presents. We got to give some gifts out to the Detroit Lions, the organization, you know, maybe ownership. I mean, who knows what we might come up with when it comes to presents that we might be handing out. We'll do that on the back of the show. You feel in a giving mood here?
Oh, yeah. Super giving right now.
All right. So everybody, please listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You can put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now. Kool-Aid drinkers, can't thank you enough for listening to our sponsors, checking out the show here even during the holidays, where you listen to this at Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, after Christmas. There's football everywhere, and the Lions will be playing on Sunday against those Atlanta Falcons, where me and my buddy at Chops in the D were in the ATL last year for that last second incredible win by Matt Stafford and company. We'll see if they can get that job done again. So before we get into handing out gifts to some of the Detroit Lions, we got Logan Lamarandier from Sports Illustrated All Lions. Logan, I know you're pumping out some articles. I've seen some of your tweets, putting out your stats, having some takes on different people. What do you got going on that people need to check out here on the Kool-Aid Cast?
Oh, yeah. SI.com/NFL/Lions. You can really, there's everything there. Every sort of content you can imagine will be there. My writing, you know, it's been a little slower lately for me. I've been a busy guy, but I always try to do some mailbags and podcasts and just a lot of stats and things of that nature. So at LMRandier at Twitter, same deal on Instagram. That's actually Logan_Lamarandier. And then on the Facebook page is at Detroit Lions Lowdown. Got everything you need there regarding the Lions from everything SI. So that's about it.
How's your Instagram game these days? Because like every time I try to do that, it's I'm just a Twitter guy. I gotta say, like Instagram, it's always like, how do I get my take? I don't really want to put up photos of me or of the Lions, or I don't know. It just seems like an odd platform, but I know that's where everybody's going these days.
It is odd because Instagram is so popular, and there's so many people on it that I tend not to put too many, you know, takes or opinions on it, just because it's difficult. It's not the best platform for, you know, discussing things. I mean, you know me, yeah. Like I always have to discuss something. There's never just a quick answer. So a lot of times I just leave stats and that type of stuff on Instagram and let people do whatever they want with it. But yeah, if you want to have a conversation, typically it's more on Twitter.
And the weird part is like, if you're going to put up a photo, because I think you got to put a photo with everything, you got to go get like a stock photo of whatever you're talking about. And then you put your thing at the end. So unless you got like, you know, your photographer, or you have like Lions pictures that are unique, it kind of gets dumb that way. And my favorite thing about Twitter is like, sometimes I just scroll through and retweet stuff that I find interesting, you know, stuff that you write or other Lions content or something that makes me laugh. I just throw that back out so more people can see it and enjoy. Whereas like Instagram, it's like, if you're not giving it a heart or a like or whatever, what can you do with it? It's just there. You know, it's even hard to share with people. Like, oh, I bet somebody would love this, and you don't really know how to pass it along to anybody. I don't like it. Now here, I know we got to talk ball, but here's my guilty pleasure recently. Unfortunately, I jumped on good old TikTok and I scroll through, and man, there are some ridiculous videos of, I don't know how people just randomly dance the way they do, or we got some people jumping off bridges and playing these crazy pranks on people. Like, there's just, every time I hit the swipe up, I just see something crazy that I never thought I'd see on there. So I get caught in that wormhole for like 5 minutes at a time, just scrolling through, laughing and being like, who would do that? Like, why? That's usually what my reaction is to most of these.
Yeah, I haven't done anything with TikTok. I know I've seen plenty of like videos that are on Instagram or Twitter that they say TikTok in the bottom left corner, but yeah, I haven't dabbled at all in TikTok, but there are some funny things out there for sure that I see every once in a while.
Me and you would never do a dance on there, but I'm telling you, like, if you just, you don't have to like sign up. I don't even think I'm signed up, but I just scroll through and there's just, I don't even know. There's some things that totally wow you. And like, there's just some things that are just absolutely hilarious. And then like a bunch of weirdos too, that I can't believe our society is doing what they're doing on there. So anyway, but definitely go check out Logan Lamrandier on all the social media platforms, puts out great content, great Lion stuff. They're obviously doing big things over there at Sports Illustrated. All Lions as well. And like I said, man, this is our Christmas episode. I don't got any music left really, but I think we got to like hand out some presents. You know, what would the Lions like? What do they need? I mean, if you want, I'll get it kicked off, because I think the people, the Kool-Aid drinkers, know what my first gift might be that I'm going to hand out.
Let's wrap some gifts, or put them in bags at least.
Yeah, you'd wrap. I got things full in bags. Let me pull out the first bag here I got for somebody, and let's see what I'm putting in this one. It's one of those Nerf Vortex footballs for none other than Choppy Chop's favorite athlete on the planet, and that's Jared Goff. Man, I'm giving this guy, you know what I'm talking about, one of those Nerf balls with the big tail on the end that, you know, you with the flick of a wrist, you could throw it 60 yards, and you just cannot not throw a spiral. Yeah, that's going to number 16 of the Detroit Lions, because if you've been listening to this show the past month or so, he can't throw. So we need a Vortex Nerf ball for Jared Goff. That's first and foremost. Second gift, since I'm on kind of a rant here, I might as well just go into this. The people haven't heard this in a long time. I'm going to drop in the old gift that everybody loves, but it's a gift you shouldn't give out because it just takes no effort, no thought, no nothing. I'm going to hand out some cash, and I'm going to hand out some cash to Calvin Johnson so he will shut his trap about always talking about the minuscule amount of money the Detroit Lions took from him instead of realizing about the buckets and mansions and oogles of money that they paid him over the years. So I'm just going to drop in the cash for Calvin. I'm going to hand it to him. He's going to be happy. And hopefully we don't have to hear him make fun of the team anymore, call out ownership, talk about how he doesn't like a team that gave him so much. I'm just going to put that to bed. So Calvin, you want it in 20s, singles, hundies? What do you want? Let's just put this to bed right now. If Rod Wood won't do it, I guess I have to. So those are my first two presents I'm handing out, both in bags. One, so that Jared Goff can finally throw a spiral, and two, so that 81 can finally just go away. What do you got? You got any gifts?
It's funny because I was literally going, I should have known you were going to give Goff the Nerf football, because he's going to have two of those footballs, because that's what I was going to give Goff.
What?
It was like the perfect throw. Yeah. It was like, I was thinking, I was like, all right, what could Jared Goff get? I'm like, he needs help throwing the football a little bit with some spirals. I'm like, those Nerf footballs, it's obvious. And I should have known you were going to do the same thing. So unfortunately, Jared Goff's going to get two of those, you know, just from each side of the family. And it's like, well, now you have two. If you get one stuck in a tree or up on the roof, you know, in a gutter, you're going to have another one.
Yeah, that's then, always the worst when you,
secondly, or
you. Or like you have nice bed set and then your mom gets you or your grandma gets you another comforter. You're like, I already got a comforter. You know what I mean? It's just like that repeat gift. But before we move on to your next present, I want to say this. Is the reason that you got him a football as well? Because he can't throw. Is that the main reason? Or is it on the Wednesday show where you said that he had small hands, so maybe he needs a pair of isotoner gloves? Maybe that's what you should be getting him for his baby hands. Extra small, by the way, would probably be the size that he would do.
You get him a set of fake hands, you know, enhancing hand enhancements.
One of those rubber prosthetics. Just put him on there and see what happens. Maybe then he can actually throw a ball that rotates rather than wobbles.
That's right.
Okay. It sounded like you had a second gift.
Second gift. I was going to give Dan Campbell a 48-ounce mug for all the coffee and espresso he drinks.
Oh, man. Dan freaking Campbell would love a 48-ounce so he could put in those double shots of espresso and just load up on the double venti latte or whatever he called it. I mean, that's a tremendous present. Great gift.
Yeah, it'd be a Yeti, too. We're not cheaping out on this one. It'd be a nice one.
Oh, man. The head coach of the Detroit Lions appreciates that, man. I mean, he's just had enough of these small glasses. I mean, these styrofoam cups he's been getting from these local places, or they just don't cut it.
You've had enough of that.
Exactly. Dan Campbell, now you can't have enough because you got a 48-ounce Yeti from Logan Lamrandier. That's a tremendous present. Logan, you know what I'm going to get some of the Detroit Lions, maybe like their overall roster? You know what I'm going to hand them?
What? What are you going to hand them?
I might even wrap this one. I'm going to wrap up. Everyone loves a good board game. You know what board game the Detroit Lions need and they've needed for decades? I would hope someday they don't need this. They need the board game Operation. You ever see that board game? It's where the dude has he's got like the ham that's supposed to look like his liver. And then he's got these other areas where he's supposed to go in with the tweezers and pull it out very carefully. But if you hit the sides, you get electroshock by this game. I don't know how safe this was for children, but the Lions are, they're just the kings of Operation. I mean, how many times do we have to lose half our roster? How many times are the main players playing Operation for the Lions? Our best players. I mean, if we had the board game around, the first players up would be Romeo Okwara. You know, we probably have to put Tyrell Williams up there to take one of the first pinches at the old Operation Man on there. I mean, gosh, the whole team would get a look because we're always hurt. We're always have some type of ailment. And at some point, we need to get this fixed. So I'm going to get them Operation and say, this is the last Operation that we're going to have on this team. You know what I'm saying? Next year, 2022, 2023, we're going to be healthy for once. And then we're going to actually win ball games. That's what we're going to do.
You put some effort into that. I like that. I've been keeping gifts very basic, but that was a lot of thought. I was like, man, I need to think of a better third one. But, wanted to give someone a lump of coal, but I don't know who to give it to. who deserves a lump of coal?
Who deserves a lump of coal? Your boy, who's no longer on the Detroit Lions, Jamie Collins. I'd give him a whole truckload full of piece of garbage. I mean, that guy was such a waste of space. You come on the show every time and represent him. Oh, he's an athlete. Oh, I like his contract. He sucks. So he would get coal. I mean, I'm sure there's many other teams. Let me tell you this old bit. This is an old one, but the people will appreciate this on the Kool-Aid Cast. Logan, you know what you need to do for a present? You need to go right down to the Sunglasses Hut. You can find it at any local shopping mall and get your girl, Martha Ford, a new pair of specs. You know, have you ever noticed that she wears them indoors at night? All the time. So you could just get her a nice black oval set that looks like it came from the 1940s is kind of her swag, her drip. You get that. I'm sure Martha would love another pair of sunglasses from the old Sunglasses Hut.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she could use those. She's always wearing the same set. I mean, she's got to have a backup pair, right?
Exactly. Now, speaking of the Fords, maybe we should get Sheila Ford Hamp. Maybe we should get her like a laundry hamper, right? Like, I mean, that might work. Like, I'm sure she's got to do some laundry. So getting her a hamper would help, I think, you know?
I bet just, she doesn't just, even do her own laundry.
That's true. She does not wear sunglasses indoors, though. So that did not trickle down, as far as I know. So she got that going for her.
Give her time. Sunglasses inside is a
pompous look. I don't care who it is. Like, I love wearing my sunglasses, but if I'm ever under any type of awning or inside of a doorway of any sort, I got to take the sunglasses off. Like, you just can't. Martha, you can't do that. It's just not right.
I'm not a big sunglasses guy myself. It takes a lot for me to wear sunglasses. It's got to be a really bright day.
Oh man, I'm rocking the sun. I even have prescription sunglasses, which are incredible. Like, can see and look cool, but you can't wear them inside. That's just a no go. Unless you're, an A-list celebrity, I might let it slide. But other than that, no, it's not good, Martha. Let's stop that. I mean, I know you're old. We let old people get away with almost anything, but can't do that. Logan, I don't know if you got any more gifts, but I definitely got one more gift I want to hand out. I might think of a few more while we're talking here. You want to hear my next gift?
Yeah, you got more gifts than I do.
Oh, I love giving out gifts to Detroit Lions. You know, Logan, I got to take a trip down to good old Lids. If there's not a Lids, let me head over to Hat World. Everybody's been to Lids or Hat World. You know, by the second you get in, the guy tackles you and starts telling you about how you get 4-for-1 deals and you need to sign up for the Hat World membership and you get the Lids, you know, card that now you get hats on a crazy discount for no money up front. Like, it makes no sense. But I'm taking two men down to Lids or Hat World, and that's Dan freaking Campbell, and I'm gonna grab Brad Holmes as well, because if you ever see these guys, Dan Campbell is it's endearing. It's like, hey, I don't care what I look like, but every presser he knocks his hat up sideways, 3/4 off his head, tilted to the left, and like all he's trying to do is see the reporter or be more comfortable, and it looks so ridiculous. But no one has made mention of this, and every time I see it, I'm like, I don't know if that's the coolest thing ever, because he's that down to earth that he's just like, hey, I'm hot, or I just want to see this person, or I don't care, they look complete bum. But I need to take him down and get a hat that fits or that's comfortable. And what's funny is, if you saw that video when they beat Minnesota and Dan Campbell was lifting up Sheila Ford Hamp like it was a scene in Dirty Dancing, or, you know, they were all whooping it up in the locker room, if you look in the background, there's Brad Holmes with a 3/4 tilt up on his forehead, hat, just like Dan freaking Campbell. It was unbelievable. It's like these guys sit in the office, both of their hats halfway off to the left and half on their head, and just talk ball. It was incredible. So I got to both get them hats that fit or that look a little bit better, maybe a little more professional. Maybe get Brad Holmes in a Kangle, you know, one of those Kangle specials that looks cool that we could wear at the combine. Maybe get Dan Campbell like a cowboy hat that he could wear around. Seems like he might be able to rock that. But I mean, tell me you've seen these baseball hats up 3/4 sideways. Like, I just don't even understand. It's just hilarious to me.
Well, I have seen them, and I'm not one to make fun, because a lot of times that's how my hat ends. So I feel like I never wear my hat right when I have a hat on.
You know the difference? You're Logan Lamarandier. I'm Derek Oakery at Derek Oakery on Twitter. Like, we can do that. Your head coach, your general manager of a National Football League team, I don't know why he's got his hat on, you know, 25 to 30% of the way. It's just very odd. But like you say, yeah, I literally said, I think I was doing a pod, and I'm like, I'm rocking a Dan Campbell hat right now because I had it on exactly how he wears it in press conferences. It was funny. So, yeah, I'm going to get those guys hooked up with some hats that look a little bit more respectable. But I, like I said, I kind of like it because it shows me that you're not all caught up. Remember the Matt Stafford? Oh, he wears his hat backwards. He must not be a leader. Like, none of that stuff matters. I've always told people, oh, man, you know, that guy in a suit, he's way more important than guy in hoodie. No, they're both people. You know, so I don't buy into all this clothing stuff, but it is funny, as you can tell. I find it entertaining. Logan, let's give out one more gift. I think this is one that I'll put in a bag. You can wrap up. I think both of us need to give it to the Lions. You ready for this?
Yep. What do you got?
I think we need to go on eBay, or we need to locate, maybe go down to our local jeweler. We need to find and package and hand over a Super Bowl ring. Maybe this doesn't even go to the Lions. Maybe this goes to the loyal fan bases, the diehards, the Kool-Aid drinkers, the Lions fans out there that continue to believe and say, this is what it's all about. This is what we'll have someday. This is why you play the games. This is why you win. This is why you put in all that work. Like, we need to put it in front of them and say, one day you're going to be able to put this on your finger and call yourself a champion. What do you think about that?
That would be nice. I hope. You know, maybe it'd be real someday, but yeah, there's got to be, who am I forgetting? There's someone on the team that has to have a Super Bowl ring, right?
Oh, I'm sure. But I mean, we need to get it out front. We need to put it in the lobby. We need to remind these guys that we're not playing for 8 wins. We're not playing for getting that one playoff win. We don't care necessarily about that one home playoff game that we want so badly. We want championships. Logan, will it happen in our lifetime? Will we see the Detroit Lions hoist the Lombardi, and put on a Super Bowl ring? I think it's going to happen. The Kool-Aid drinkers think so as well. I better answer before you say something else.
Well, the odds say it should happen unless, you know, hopefully I live a long life and the NFL doesn't go anywhere. Yes. And, you know, at a certain point, it's like almost impressive not to get there. You know, it's just, it has to happen by at least accident at some point. But I wish I could say confidently that, yes, it will happen. But for whatever reason, the Lions, they seem to be cursed. Or something. It's just been bad.
Nope. We're not going to allow that, everybody. Hold on.
Drink it in.
Cornbread.
We're not going to let, you know, Logan talk about Kool-Aid drinkers and cornbread muffins and all that.
Hey, Kool-Aid drinker and, you know, cornbread muffin and all that.
The Lions will win a championship. We will see it. We will be able to, you know, enjoy it. And that's because we've been hanging in for all these years, drinking that Detroit Kool-Aid, repping the team. You're writing articles. We're doing podcasts. We're talking about it. We're going to be the ones that get to enjoy it instead of those people that have hated on the team for so many years and then want to come along and be like, nope, there's no more room on Woodward. We're all full with the loyal fan base that this team has. So there you go. We've handed out gifts. That's the ultimate present here on Christmas. So, hey, man, we did what we did. We've went long on both shows, but hopefully we've given people some good football talk, some laughs, some things to think about. I think we're just about out of that Detroit Kool-Aid here on a Friday.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. And, you know, it's going to be a new year. New year, new Lions. You know how it goes next time we talk. So,
exactly, man. Can't wait for it. Thank you so much, man, for making time. I hope you and your family have a great Christmas as well. And I'll catch you in about a month, man, talking more Lions ball here on the Kool-Aid Cast.
Sounds good, man. Look forward to it.
Take care, Logan. Everybody, we'll catch you next week right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Merry Christmas. Take care. We're out.
Pack the bag. Start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Drink it in, man.